It's recording.
You can't cut it down, so why are we recording yet?
What? Because it's the beginning. This is episode 2 of Young and in Love. I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
Thanks for joining us. So, last week we talked about our definitions of love and what this podcast is going to entail, sort of what to look forward to for the future and why we're doing it all. So, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I highly encourage you to go back and listen to that one first because it'll probably make a whole lot more sense as to what we're talking about. And for those of you that are joining us again, welcome and thank you.
Today, we are going to be talking about our past and who we are now.
And how that'll define our relationship today and who we are as people and what we expect moving forward. And then next week, we'll talk a little bit about our past relationships. So today is more or less just about us and then how that defines us. And then next week will be like part 2 of episode 2, where we talk about how our past relationships have defined us and how we love each other today.
So we're going to start off with describing how we see one another, holding nothing back. So, Josh, I was going to start with the weaknesses first. So I ended up with a ton of positives. So, of course, like everybody else, he has weaknesses. He can be very stubborn, sassy, prideful, and occasionally short-tempered. But that's normally only when he's a tad hungry or if I've just been more annoying than usual that day. But Josh is such a loving guy. Not just to me, but to anybody and everybody, seriously. He's such a genuine person in anything he says and does. He's very particular on how things are done, and he has a way to do everything and always has a reason as to why he does things that way. Like, he has a reason, has a way to do everything. Everything. Like, how he folds his socks. Folds his socks.
Like, air quotes, folds my socks, because I don't fold my socks.
But he has a way of doing his socks. he's also incredibly thoughtful, and he likes to know what he's doing is right before he does anything. His love of Christ is very present in how he presents himself, and he loves competition, and he gets really caught up in it, that it's really comical. And then he loves challenging himself.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's all there is to Josh. I actually tried to make, what are those called? Anagrams?
Uh-huh.
Where you like, Taylor, T is for terrific, A is for awesome. And I just kept thinking that I sounded like a third grader. So, mainly it was like, I wrote down things, it wasn't a very like clear thought, but wrote down things, that really caught me off guard when we first started dating and like things that I liked about you. So a lot of them was dedicated. It seemed like you were dedicated to like everything that you did and you were super ambitious about it and you wanted to stay at it and stay persistent, which was really cool because as we'll find out next week, a lot of my past relationships weren't very dedicated relationships. Partly my fault, part of the faults. Obviously not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but I'll gladly get hit by a bus on my own accord. you're the love of my life, which came as a surprise. I think I surprised myself, but we'll talk about it a little bit later in this episode when I talk about what major events defined us. You inspire me to be a better man because you never give up on me. You're a trusted confidant and a loyal companion, which I think is something that I've always wanted, is just someone who's going to stick by my side no matter what happened, or no matter how I screwed up or messed up or went a little over the top, that you'd always be there. And I summed that all up in one statement where I said, she'll shoot for the stars as long as I'm with her. Because you are ambitious and you are dedicated, but you always want to be by my side while you do things. And I thought that was so caring. Now, this segment is going to be really funny because on our sheets, we just have two questions. And these two questions are actually for our parents. So what we're going to do is we're going to call our parents. They don't know that we're calling, and they don't know why we're calling them. So it might be a little funny listening to it afterwards. But we're going to call our parents and have them describe to us how we were as teenagers and how far we've came. So how they saw us as teenagers and how they see us now. And then we're going to ask them for their short definition of love. So here goes nothing.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey! Hey, so we're...
I've got you on speakerphone. We're at the Stokies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Can you guys just, like, briefly introduce yourselves then? So that we can...
introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
So Mom, you introduce yourself first.
Like what? Like who I am?
Yeah. Like... just, like, 20 seconds, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Holly Renninger. I am 40-something. I am a nurse. I have been married 28 years to my high school sweetheart. And I have raised four children. And I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect. Now Scott's turn.
Okay, Scott. Introduce yourself.
I'm Scott Renninger. I'm 49. Been married the same 28 years to... my lovely wife, Holly, have the same four kids. I'm actually an engineer by training. I don't know.
That's perfect.
That's about it.
Awesome.
Okay, we got to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, wait. Should the dad be involved?
Yes.
Yeah, but you go first.
Okay. Listen. Okay. When you ask a question, dad's got to get a phone call.
Okay, well, you go first. Okay, so... how would you describe me as a teenager? Be completely honest and don't hold anything back.
How would you describe Taylor as a teenager?
I mean, sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky. A perfect shopping companion. reliable, even though you're a sneaky.
reliably sneaky.
Self-motivated. I don't know. What else would you say? She likes to make money and then spend it.
So she likes to spend money, but she can't spend money unless she makes it?
Yeah. Because she always had a job. What else would you say? Yeah, very nurturing. Very nurturing. Taylor was always the nurturer in the house. Yes, that's Taylor. Nurturing, sneaky, a fun shopping companion, and self-motivating.
Okay, and then what about me now? How would you describe me now? Like, how far have I come?
You're still very nurturing, still self-motivated. I don't know if you're sneaky, only Josh knows that. I still think you'd be an awesome, fun shopping companion. Miss you. I don't know. I think the good qualities are all there.
Would you say that she's better or worse as an adult than a teenager?
Oh, she's much better. But then again, you have to understand it. As a teenager, I didn't know half the stuff she was involved in.
That you do now?
Until she was an adult and told me. So I thought she, honestly, I thought she was the perfect teenager. I thought she was trustworthy and kind and a whole bunch of things that I guess she wasn't.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like I said, sneaky. Good liar. I don't know, but she's not. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, too. I mean, okay. Now, how...
You know what? You're a good, you're a good leader. I mean, you're good. I don't know.
No, that's great. It's really good. It's really good.
Okay, now, how would you describe love? Like, what is your own personal definition of love?
Love is a choice. Love is a verb. Love is action. Love is what you do, not what you say. That's what I would say. What would you say about love?
Yes.
What would you say? She can't hear you.
Yeah. It's more an action than a verb more than a noun, I guess.
Yeah, Dad agrees. Love is an action, it's a verb, not a noun.
All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good. So surprise, we're actually doing this as a family activity, but we decided to start a podcast. So we're going to use these answers on our podcast.
That's cool. Oh, how do I get a hold of this podcast?
We're working to get it onto iTunes right now. But right now you can go to Anchor, which is like the anchor of a boat, anchor.fm/younglove.
Just message it to me. I'll forget
it's
that.
It's on our Facebook. Yeah. I shared it on Facebook.
Hi, Taylor.
Hey.
Hi.
Josh is actually sitting right here with me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can't talk about him?
Actually.
Yeah, actually you can.
Yeah, actually you can. So for a family activity, we're doing this fun thing where we're supposed to call our parents and have them describe us as teenagers without holding anything back. Is Dad there with you?
No, I'm up at Grandma's.
That's okay. We'll call him afterwards. And then, can you just give, like, a short introduction of yourself so that everybody knows who you are? So just, like, your name and how you know each of us.
Okay. I am Melinda Peckinpah Anderson. I'm the mother of Joshua Anderson and the mother-in-law of Taylor Anderson, and I have 7 children and am currently living in Ohio.
How long have you and Dad been married?
30 years.
30 years. All right.
All right.
So, if you could, like, take 2 minutes or so or less, it doesn't matter, and just describe me as a teenager.
You as a teenager.
Holding nothing back. Goods, bads, uglies.
Right. Mischievous. At one point. Because, you went out a window. Let's see. Responsible, though. Cautious. Let's see. Caring. Determined. Talented. A leader.
They can be complete sentences. It doesn't just have to be like a laundry list of adjectives to describe me.
I'm just trying to think of things that you were in and how you did in those things. Like, a team player.
Okay.
Definitely for, like, volleyball and marching band. And then I thought about Relay for Life. So yeah.
What were the reliable? Oh, there you go. Reliable. What were the things that annoyed you the most about me?
Gosh, you were my favorite. You weren't annoying.
But if you ever repeat those words, I'll deny them to all your siblings.
Uh-oh.
What annoyed me? Okay, the one thing that did annoy me about you was that you were exactly like your dad in the way that you thought you were always right. And it irritated the daylights out of me, but because I knew you were wrong. And, yeah, anyway.
Yikes.
But I couldn't prove it. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. That's probably...
That's pretty good. So now the second part is you're supposed to describe me now or how far I've come.
Describe you now. Well, I probably use a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
I just said. But.
Or maybe just how you've seen, like, how I've grown. The biggest changes that you've seen.
The biggest thing I see is that you know who your God is, and you're more spiritual now, I would say. And that you put God first in your life instead of baseball or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or money or something else, yeah. You're honest. You're still responsible. You're still reliable. You're still loving. Probably more family oriented now.
That's good to know, right, Ty?
I guess on both of those, I would also put that you're an animal lover.
Yeah. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right.
A pretty good picture. So, why we both laughed so hard when you said we shouldn't share this is that we're actually recording this for the next episode of our podcast. So, is there anyone else you'd like to claim as your favorite before we put this on the internet?
At any given time. They are my favorite.
Okay. So I'm just the least annoying, and that's why I'm one of your favorites, right?
Right.
Because I'm the least annoying. But when you want the most responsible, then someone else is your favorite.
More loving. Stephanie's probably the most loving.
There we go. And that's why she's your favorite.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good save.
Yeah.
So for the...
Yeah.
If
I need a good laugh, I call Nick.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So for the last part, we want your short definition of love and what that means to you.
I think it's that you put that person first, always, no matter... what's in front of you. If something's up with that person, you're there for them, and they can always rely on you. They can always turn to you, no matter good or bad. They know that they can come to you and that you won't judge them.
Okay. That's really good.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay. So, what we'd like you to do now is just simply describe yourself, so people know who you are.
That's easy. Three words.
Okay.
Short, fat, and bald.
Okay. And an introduction. So, like, who you are to us. Some key points about, well, I guess you got the key points about yourself, but also how long you and Mom have been married.
30 years.
30 years. Okay.
And a month.
Oh, in a month. The clarifier. Yeah. Mom didn't have the clarifier. And then I guess I could just introduce you. Your name is Tim Anderson and you're my dad. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Hey, so we're doing this activity where we're asking our parents to describe us as teenagers. So I need you to describe me as a teenager without holding anything back.
Fearless.
Fearless. Oh, wow. You can keep going. Is that
conceited.
The one?
Oh,
conceited.
Gifted. Popular. Inspiring. Hungry.
Hungry. In a physical
sense? Ambitious.
Okay. Also physically hungry. So part two of this is to describe us as we are now, or as I am now, or how far I've come.
I think you're a lot more aware of other people and your effect on them. So, like the word conceited came out because what you wanted and what you thought you needed was more important than anyone else.
Yeah.
And now I think you're different. I think you sort of see other people and you sort of better understand how you interact with other people and how you affect other people. I would say that you're still self-assured. So that part isn't that much different.
Okay.
You've only been married a short while. My perception would probably change maybe in 6 months, for all I know. But the one thing that I hope will happen is that you will learn to love someone and serve someone else more than you serve yourself.
That's really good advice.
So that's
yeah.
That's the one thing I haven't seen exactly yet. But like I said, I really haven't hung around Mary Josh a lot. So.
Right. The last thing is to ask you for your definition of love.
Love is when you value someone because they are.
So, simply because...
It's not the things that they do that you love. It's not the way they treat you that you love. True love is when you love someone simply because they are.
That's...
Their existence itself is worth something to you, and that's love.
That's awesome. That's a really good, definition. That wraps up about everything that we've got planned for this week. Again, it's a two-part series, so today's intentions were to really introduce ourselves to you guys officially, not only through our own eyes, but through the eyes of those who watch us the most, which are our parents, and to give you guys an understanding of who we are and how we've come to be who we are. And next week will be simply a further... explanation of that, which is how our past relationships of love and friendships have defined who we are today. We are also going to talk about a second point.
Next week, we will also be talking about how we shaped each other, and how we continue to shape each other.
Exactly. I just don't want to hog the mic, that's all. okay.
We're real.
We real dope. Which brings us to our outro. We are so very thankful for everyone who's listened. We had 46 people listen to our podcast last week, and we just found out that my mom didn't even know that we started a podcast. So I imagine those numbers will go up even more. And we're really excited about everyone who's listening, because as we explained in the first episode, it is a personal journal for us to understand our relationship, but we're also excited to help other people through our experiences, that they might be able to learn from our experiences and learn that we're going through things, and we're not perfect, as social media may
perceive
us to be. Exactly. So we appreciate all the support that you guys are giving just by listening, and ask that you subscribe to our podcast. We haven't been approved by Apple Podcasts yet, but we've got cool new cover art. So take a look at that on our webpage, Anchor. That's an anchor of a boat, ANCHOR.FM/YoungLove. And okay. We're also going to start using hashtag young lovers, to identify the community who listens to the podcast, and hopefully we can help each other, be a positivity about love and, how we perceive it as young individuals, as well as getting good feedback from those who, still feel young at heart, but have more experience in the love department. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week.
And have a great week. I guess that's how we finish it.